Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Collective Minds.
It is what it is.
Yo, what up, peace family? We back in the building. This is your brother, Brother Kev, aka Cosmic Kev.
And this is the one and only Raiju in the building. What's up, everyone?
Hotel Kabari Ghani and Assalamu Alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio family. We back again another week, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family. This has been a phenomenal year. And at Collective Minds, like we always say, we ain't always got to think alike, but we all got to think. You dig? So we back, y'all. You know, another exciting week, shall I say. A big announcement was made, which we going to talk about. We going to get into. And like I said, I consider Collective Minds part of the new black media, right? So we bought a new black media. We not beholden to no corporations. We ain't got to really watch what we say. You know, we can speak bold and speak truth to power as we see it, and we invite the family to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what side you sit on, this is a platform for, you know, everybody to share their views. Unapologetic and unadulterated.
It
you feel
is
me?
What
so
it is.
That's how we roll in. And before we get started with the show, my brother Mufasa and Queen Raiju, how was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
My week, once again, is moving right along, right along. No announcements, though. Just thankful to be here. Hope everybody had a great week. No announcements, though.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And our brother Mufasa, Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for the family?
Yes, sir. I've had a good week. Family came in town. Been spending time with my fam. Rest in peace to all the dandelions. This is inside thing. At the conservation, who got dust and rocks kicked up in their face, and all the people out there who was wondering what this big monstrous truck was doing riding through their field. That's the inside thing, y'all. I'm going off subject here. But
all right.
I had a good weekend. Good weekend. Everything is good.
All right. Yes, indeed. We definitely like to hear that. Yeah, man, everything has been well. You know what I'm saying? 2020, again, this has been a phenomenal year. You can look at it one or two ways. You can look at it like, oh, the world is collapsing, everything falling apart. Or you can look at it like it's a ton of opportunities out here to solidify ourselves for the next, you know, few years. But, and this is exactly what we're talking about today. Because the topic today is this week, Joe Biden announced that he has selected Kamala Harris as his VP pick for this 2020 presidential election that's coming up in November. Now, just to give a backdrop, it was a few people you know, that was in the runnings for the VP pick. They kind of took a long time to announce it. But you had Stacey Abrams, who's, I believe, the governor of Georgia. You had Susan Rice. They was throwing names out. Elizabeth Warren, this lady Karen Bass, and a few other women that they was trying to put on the ballot. But he ended up selecting Kamala Harris, who's a senator out of California. She's also a former prosecutor in the Bay Area and also the former attorney general of California. And he selected her a few weeks ago, and the internet has been buzzing. You know, a lot of people have a lot of strong opinions because she did previously have a presidential campaign where she was trying to get the Democratic nomination for president. That ended up falling through, so she was just kind of, you know, on the wayside until Biden picked her up. So, like I said, there's been a lot of strong opinions. A lot of people been going back and forth, especially in Black America. You know, we got there's a few different opinions about how we feel about Kamala Harris. So that's what we're talking about today, family. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, like always, we'll go to the panel, Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa, and hear what they have to say about this presidential or this vice presidential pick that Joe Biden has selected in Kamala Harris. So we go defer to our resident queen, Queen Rigel. What do you think about this pick about Kamala Harris? I think we may have talked about her before on the show, maybe talking about the Democratic nominations, but now that you know that she's Joe Biden's running mate, how do you feel about, you know, Kamala Harris being a vice presidential candidate? Talk to us, sister.
Well, I'm going to keep this pretty short and sweet. It's nothing more than just a political publicity stunt, you know, for those that have been watching and keeping up. You don't even have to be very into it to understand and realize that this is just a big political game. You know, they did this to tickle as many Black people as they can for votes, you know, just so they can feel like they was a part of history to say and announce that Ms. Harris is the first Black female vice president or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's just a big publicity stunt. So if people choose to fall for that and they only vote in that way just because they have taken the bait and fell for the trick, then, hey, so be it. Personally, for this election, I would rather see Trump in office than Biden. That's just me personally. I don't know if I would want to have Biden and Kamala over Trump. I will say, you know, I've expressed my opinion about Trump plenty of times on the show, which it hasn't changed. But if I'm going to pick, I would much rather have Trump over Biden and Ms. Harris. And that's pretty much
yes,
it.
Indeed. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's it. It's just simple.
Yeah.
It's a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
I would rather have Trump over the Bonnie and Clyde duo.
Over the Pinder.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All right. I mean, say no more. Say no more. We got you. All right. My brother Mufasa Ra, what do you think about you know, Joe Biden picking Kamala Harris as his running mate, potential vice president of the United States?
All right, y'all pick me. You can hear me good?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear. We got you, bro. We got you.
All right. I'm trying out a different headset, so I just want to make sure you can hear me. But,
yeah,
of course, I know it's a joke. To me, it is a joke. I mean, Ray Charles can see through this foolishness.
you know, Joe been a bumbling idiot for the past year trying to prove that he's competent enough to be the president. And, man, I wish I would have took some notes on this because there's so many layers to the foolishness. But even him just saying, I'm going to pick a quote-unquote black woman as a running mate, just show you that they'll do anything it takes just to try to make it seem or appear that they have black people's interests at heart when they really don't. I think people starting to really see through the foolishness. I'm hoping they are. But, I mean, like you said, during the presidential, the one where, not the campaign, but the one where she was debating against Joe. I mean, she had some harsh things to say about Joe Biden.
Yes,
you know, so
indeed.
How do you just put that on the back burner like that? And we just gonna forget about the stuff she said that she wasn't rocking with him. You know, he wasn't rocking her. We just gonna forget about that. You know, and what is she? Is she black? Is she Native American? Is she what's the other one? What's the other? Because I think it's three things.
Asian and Indian.
Yeah. So you're playing on black people's intelligence, trying to sell her as a black nominee, a black vice president, because she ain't really black. She ain't been going by black. So why are you playing on our intelligence? You know, and I feel bad for the black people who just go along with it. Who want to go with Biden and Kamala on the strength of just because Joe was Obama's vice president, now he didn't pick this supposed black woman. And that's all they do is they see the color. They don't pay no attention to the issues. They don't pay no attention to how Kamala Harris was a prosecutor and was going hard on black men, how she was throwing people in jail for petty marijuana charges, then making jokes about it that she smoked weed. I mean, we're just going to forget about this.
Man, exactly.
You know, it's a shame that black people let the wool get pulled over their ass like this. You know, and of course, y'all already know that I've been a Trump supporter. And I've brought out several things that Trump has done for the black community. I have yet to hear anybody tell me what Joe Biden or Kamala going to do. All you got to do is tell me what he's going to do better. Tell me what their team's gonna do for black people more than what Trump has done. That's all. Just show me. Show me what they're gonna do. Don't tell me what they saying, and you know that they're gonna smile and talk nicely. I want to hear what they're gonna do. If people don't like Trump because he come off as a, you know, he's direct. You know, so he comes off as a direct a-hole. But I know several things he's done. That I as a black man am happy with. And as far as Joe Biden and Kamala, I just see a bunch of lies, a bunch of deceit. You know, you tell me one thing in my face. They like to what they like to talk at you, not with you. Joe Biden is good with that. Nothing Kamala is too.
Right. Right.
So I'm not feeling them. I think it's another slap in the face that you try to promote this woman. And I don't think she'll be good, him or her. I don't think they'll be good for the country.
Right. Right. Okay. Yes indeed. Now look, before I give my spiel, I wanna ask y'all this question because this is why I feel like it's important that black Americans have a distinct culture and we, you know, distinguish ourselves from the diaspora, even though we know that the diaspora is our family, you know, we have the ideology of Pan-Africanism and all that. We love our African brothers, Caribbean brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? We understand that we are all one in this fight against to liberate ourselves. But I want to ask you all, you know, because we are black Americans. Right. And we have a distinct culture. We have a distinct thing. We have a distinct way that we move. We have a distinct way that we attack liberation. We have a distinct way that we fight for our human rights and civil rights and all that. So with that being said, I want to ask Mufasa first, and then I'm going to let Roger answer. Do you consider Kamala Harris as part of our culture? Do you consider her as a black American? And I ask this because it seems like the media is trying to go out their way to make it seem like she's extra black, or she's black, or she's down, you know, with black Americans. So I want to ask you two, do y'all consider Kamala Harris a black American, meaning, you know, part of our culture, going through some of the things we went through, just as, you know, as a lineage of people in this country? Do you think she's part of that lineage? And I let Mufasa, then I want to hear what Roger got to say.
No.
Right.
No, I do not.
Exactly.
You know, okay. Like I said, like we was brought up earlier, the woman had been Asian, Indian, you know, mm-hmm. everything but black, in my opinion. So, no. And I know some people say, look, if you got any, you know, ounce of blackness in you, they make you all black. But I think she's only, after we do the breakdown, I think it was only like 25% black. I forget who it is that's even black in her family. Was it her
father's half black?
Her father is half black. He's a half black Jamaican from Jamaica.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's half black, and then her mother is Indian. So you say no. Okay.
No, that's a no for me.
And that's a no for you. All right. Chalk that up. That's a no for my brother Mufasa. Queen Rigel, what are your thoughts? Is she part of, you know, they're trying to sell her as a black American. Do you consider her as part of the black American lineage?
Well, before I say this, I would like to admit I don't know much about the young lady. But what I do know about her, I would have to say no. That's
right.
It.
Okay. That's fair. Okay. Right. That's fair. No. That's fair.
I don't know much about her.
Again,
so in case I learn something different later, but from what I know now, I would have to say no, she's not.
Okay. Got you. And again, The reason I asked that question, family, is because the media has been going out of their way to make this woman part of black America. They're saying she's the first black this. So that's why I asked that question, because if you're going out of your way to sell us the fact that this person is black, what are their policies for black people? Otherwise, it's really null and void. Why would you even bring that up? But again, even when she was running for president, they tried to, quote-unquote, blacken her up by, you know, they had little videos they put out with her listening to Cardi B and dancing. Then she did the interview with the Breakfast Club that Mufasa mentioned, where, you know, she was talking about she was in college smoking weed, listening to Tupac, but she graduated college in 1986, Tupac wasn't even out then, as far as, you know, a major artist. So it was kind of, you know, little things like that that they were trying to do to basically extend the fact that she was part of black America. Now, again, black Americans, we have our own distinct culture. We have our own distinct way of review things. We are not, again, we're not a monolith, and we don't all think alike. But there's just certain cultural things that we experience growing up in America that we can all relate to, whether you in the North, whether you in New York, whether you in the South, Florida, Atlanta, Missouri, Ohio, California. There's a certain experience that comes with being a black American that we can all relate to. Not saying that we all think alike and have the same, you know, political views and whatnot, but there are certain experiences.
Not a Jamaican.
Not a Jamaican American. Yes. Yes, indeed. Not none of that. There's certain things that we've experienced that are unique to us, you know, based on being in the wilderness of North America. And I don't think she's a part of that. And I use the term that she is a political Trojan horse, right? And a lot of people may not get that term, but she, just like Obama, was a political Trojan horse. For those that don't know the story of the Trojan horse, it's the story of the Greek war between the independent city of Troy. When they had the war, they used a horse as a method to infiltrate the city because there was a wall built around Troy. So they used a horse that they had left to infiltrate the city, basically to use as a decoy to infiltrate, to get in and then wipe out the city. And that's how I see Kamala Harris and Obama, but we're talking about Kamala. But like Rigel said, this was a political strategy to use her to get the black vote, because the Democrats are desperate at this point. They have nobody. Like Mufasa said, Joe's been running around. He's been kind of bumbling and fumbling, saying things, speaking out of turn, messing up the campaign. They got to come clean it up. They got to, you know, constantly follow behind him because he said something that was incorrect, a lie, or he just babbling off the top of his head. You see what I'm saying? So they got to constantly clean it up. So the Democratic Party is very desperate at this point. And the only way to save their base, which is black people, they had to get someone who they could kind of push off as representing for black people or black women and can be safe for white people to vote for. Remember, this campaign is not, you know, it's a lot of people that's voting, so they got to make sure that the candidate is appears black, right? She appears black, but she's safe enough for white women and white men to vote for. So that's why I believe that they went with Kamala Harris, because she can, you know, kind of toe the line. Again, this woman's background, just real quick, and we'll get to the call answer in a second. This woman's background, her father is Jamaican. He's from the upper crest of Jamaican society, half black, half African Jamaican. Yeah, he's from the top caste of Jamaica. Her mother is from India, and she grew up in Berkeley, and she went to school in Berkeley and Montreal, Berkeley, California, and Montreal, Canada. So pretty much from the research that I've done, this lady has pretty much lived a white existence. She went to mostly white schools, you know, congregated around, you know, the white upper echelon of society, until she ended up going to Howard, which is a historically black university in Washington, D.C., and she pledged AKA. And this is what some black people are hanging their hat on as far as her being qualified as being part of the black American experience, which I agree with, you know, the panel, that she's not. You dig what I'm saying? Just because she went to Howard and she pledged AKA, that is what they're saying is, okay, this woman qualifies as being black. But again, I think they're using her to garner the black vote. You dig what I'm saying? They want to get women. And, you know, they're going out of their way to sell the fact that this woman is a black American and she shares our experience, which I don't believe she does. But, you know, I digress. Let's hit the call line and see what's good. Unless y'all wanted to respond. Yeah, did y'all want to respond, or we can hit the call line?
I was just going to say, is that safe to say she's a woman of color? Just say that. But when we talk about exactly. Black people, remember
right.
We did a show a while back about our nationality? We did a good mm-hmm. show about that. Like, are we black? Are mm-hmm. we African American? And if I'm not mistaken, right. I think all three of us came up with like, we black. We figured out we black. So when you come to figure out what you are and you know you black, you got to start looking at the candidates that people who are going to do stuff for black people.
Exactly.
And who can identify with you. Like Obama was not a straight black person. He's not a straight black person. So,
no.
I mean, get out of here.
No.
You're trying to
pull
the wool over our
eyes. They're trying to pull the wool over our eyes and make us support this woman when even her record shows that she doesn't identify or, you know, show allegiance to black Americans, which, you know, most candidates, they show allegiance to their base and where they're from. You dig what I'm saying? But she's shown through her record that she has no ties to us. You know, she doesn't really identify with us until it's convenient. So no, yeah.
And she hates black men. Brother Kim, I'm going out on the line. She hates black men. She hates black men.
Yeah, I mean,
she's married to a white man.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Her sister's married to a white man. She was a prosecutor. She attacked black men.
Again,
you know,
yes,
one black
again.
Man. There's a story out there where one brother was saying how basically Kamala was just. She hit him with. She came after him, I think, over a murder charge. And I hate I don't have the young man's name, but he was falsely accused. And he says the only time that she showed up was to hit him with the charge and for his sentencing. And she was, you know, happy about that. So yeah,
right.
She ain't like a Tim Gardner. She don't like black people. She don't like. And in my opinion, she don't like black women, and she definitely don't like black men.
Yes, indeed.
But all you got to do,
exactly. And all you have to do is look at her record. I mean, her record is documented as a prosecutor in the Bay Area and as the Attorney General of California. So, you know, the information is out there. This was a political move, like Rigel stated, for the Democrats to try to secure their base, which is black Americans. But fortunately, you know, we are not, or at least I would say the people who are part of the new black media and young black folks are not really feeling Joe Biden. And because we're not feeling Joe Biden, you know, we're not really feeling Kamala Harris, his pick. You know what I'm saying? How, even if we was to be feeling Kamala, quote unquote, which I'm not, but even if I was, I don't want to vote for Joe Biden. So you got two issues right there. Yeah.
Only thing, and I hope the callers who are on the line can anybody who's supporting them, because this is the thing I get tired of hearing, but we just need to vote them in because we're tired of Trump. I don't want people to tell me why. Tell me what Joe and Kamala is going to do for black people. Don't tell me, oh, you just voting them because you just don't like Donald Trump. If that's the case, just don't even vote. But I want to know exactly why you voting for Joe. What you think he's going to do so much greater than the person that's in the office now? What is him and Kamala going to do?
Give me some facts. So, yeah, I feel that. Now, I want to make this clear, too, because I'm not necessarily a Trump supporter. However, I believe a Biden-Harris presidency would be worse than a Trump presidency. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because most people are voting right now. They're voting against Trump and not for Biden, right? Because people be like, Trump is a racist. But then I can say, well, Biden's a racist too. He drafted the 94 crime bill.
Mm.
Oh, but we got to pick somebody. You know what I'm saying? Then they start making these excuses. But my point is, we don't even have to get caught up in that. The interest, from my perspective, is what can you do for black Americans specifically?
Mm-hmm.
If nobody's doing that, I would just sit this one out. Personally, but if someone comes with that, it don't matter if it's Biden or Trump. I would vote for that person if they have a contingent plan to address the economic disparities in black America. If you have something like that on the table, reparations, which is which is past due, some land, anything like that, I'm voting for that candidate. I don't care if they racist or whatnot. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Because it's too late in the game for black people to be just giving our vote away to Democrats when they have undermined us for the last 60 years. What have we got from the Democrats? Not nothing but some LGBT rights and immigration rights. That's it. And none of that affects us directly. So, I'm pretty much fed up with the Democratic Party at this point. And, I just digress. Let's get to the call lines. Unless y'all wanted to respond to that, we can get to the call lines.
Yeah, we can get to the call lines. I want to say one last thing. Yeah, go ahead.
I got one last thing I want to say. I don't want to say it that way. But one of these candidates needs to come out and tell black people how you can empower us in the hair and beauty business. I want to see the Arabs and Chinese folks not have the hood on lock. Can you tell me how you're going to empower black people to run some of these businesses?
Man.
That's what I want to hear. Because we should have that on lock in our community.
We should have that on. Bro, you said that. You hit that right on the head, because there is no way with black people, African people, having the most distinct hair on the planet that we don't control the products that are sold to us as it pertains to our hair and beauty products. Come on, man. We got Arab and Chinese people in our community selling us our hair and quote-unquote beauty products. That don't make no sense.
Brother Kevin, they selling us their hair.
There you go.
Right.
They selling us our own hair. They selling us their hair.
Danny, we selling us their hair. But we not in their community selling them our hair.
Selling our
or
hair.
Or their hair.
Right.
Like, you know, selling our hair to them. Like, come on. It's all messed up, man. You're like, we got to laugh at that to stop them crying. But that's the real. How is that even possible? Are we in these other communities selling them our hair or their hair? Like, come on, fam.
No.
It doesn't make any sense. But that was a great point, Ms. Foster.
And then one last thing, too. I mean, everybody just needs to remind themselves that this voting and all this stuff, it's just a big business. The fact that that Biden and Harris hooked up is proof. There's evidence. It's not about the people. It's about just the win. It's about strategizing.
To win the vote.
This is proof. So, just please, people, don't think that these people are coming to really care about you and to really give you things like that. This is just a game for them. This is a political game, a political stunt.
Now look, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just getting ready to bring up this point when we had the last election. I was standing behind an elder, and she was standing behind me, and she was like, "Just vote all Democrat." I was raised, black people should just vote all Democrat. And I'm like,
that's
ridiculous.
That's how we was raised.
That's
crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's how we
raised. In 2020, as old as she is, she's still thinking this way. You mean you haven't paid attention all these years to actually see how these things unfold? You still just gonna go Democrat just because your mama told you that 55 years ago?
Right.
It's just ridiculous.
That's crazy, and it's to show you. Exactly. Why even vote? Exactly. And to show you that it's all a game, Kamala Harris and Biden, they don't even really like each other. If you go back, I encourage anybody to go back and look at that Democratic debate that they had where they was going back and forth. Kamala Harris called Biden a racist in so many words. It was just they was going back and forth because they were trying to get the Democratic nomination. Even to the point, they got so petty where they stop following each other on Twitter. I mean, come on, that's extra petty because you got to take extra steps to – I don't even know how to unfollow people, but it's like they went the extra step to unfollow each other on a social media platform. That's how much they don't like each other. So you want me to buy into the fact that these people are running mates and put my trust in these people as running mates, as a team, to lead this particular country? No, fam, I'm not buying it. You know, it was a political move. I don't think Joe even agreed with it. That's why I think it took so long for them to make a public appearance, because I don't think they like each other. He knew it looked stupid. He knew it wasn't real. It wasn't genuine. It was just a political ploy, and he had to go with it just for the sake of the party. But I bet you any money he was fighting for that pick, and he wanted to go with somebody else. Guaranteed.
I'm pretty sure.
You know, I would put a bet on that. Yeah.
I was.
But, yeah, he's pressing.
Yeah.
Yep, I totally agree.
Yep. So,
okay.
We just got to look at a lot of things when it comes to this political process. And like I say, by this being 2020, and there's a lot going on. This is an unprecedented year. I think this is a time for especially black people to make a bold political move, right? We can't just do the same thing like Ryder talked about, the elder lady in line voting Democrat just because. What are we getting from the Democrats? Like, them days are over. We just voting just because we don't want a Republican in office? No. What are we getting? You know, can you offer something? Otherwise, we can disengage from the entire system and watch that thing collapse, you know, because the system doesn't really function properly if black people don't participate. And that's a fact. That's on a lot of levels, politically, socially, economically. If we don't participate in the system, it's pretty much a wrap. So we got to understand that our vote does mean something. We can hold it for leverage. That can be our leverage to these political parties, that if we don't see somebody addressing our concerns, y'all can just have it. You know what I'm saying? We can just watch it fall and crumble if our concerns aren't addressed. And that's our leverage, you know, when we're working with the bare minimum, because we don't really have an economic base. You know, we don't have a military. We don't have those type of things. So this is one way to fight back and fight for our liberation by just disengaging if nobody is addressing our concerns, you know. But
right.
Again,
but
that's,
another
that's
thing,
that's
too,
my ideology at this point, yeah.
But something else is going to also have to happen, another mind change and mindset shift, because I hear a lot of people, and black people in particular, that speaks about the power of voting, because I've never been ashamed to say that I'm not big on voting. I'm just not that big on it. I have voted before, but I'm just not that big on it. And a lot of black people that I have talked to, they take pride in it because they view it as something that they're doing for the ancestors, people that have died for them to do it. So I think that's why it would be very challenging to get a number of black people to disengage and say, okay, I'm not going to vote until I see something different. Because their mentality is more so that I'm voting because people died for me to vote. But what they have to realize, if those same people that was here still living that actually died for you to vote, in the condition that is in now, they'll still be out fighting. They'll still be out looking for solutions. And one of the solutions could potentially be don't vote until we see something different. So I never understood why they, you know, they can't think beyond just that. Yeah, that happened. People done that. But, you know, now in 2020, who's to say that they even made the right moves then? They could be here today and be like, okay, we should have done something different. You know, so you don't have to feel like you just have to be stuck into, you know, back then. You know, be creative and think in a more innovative way. You know, so I just want to encourage people to do that because I hear a lot of people that would say that they vote just because of that. And
I don't think that's a fair assessment either to the ancestors, because I don't think they was just fighting for the right to vote.
Right, to vote. Exactly.
You know,
I
think they were fighting to be
–
they wanted just to be human, to be recognized as humans, respected. That's what they was fighting for, to take their own destiny into their hands. It wasn't just about the vote. It was for basic human rights. And to be able to say, if I don't want to vote, I don't have to vote. You feel what I'm saying? That's a right, too. You dig what I'm saying? So I don't think they were just fighting just to vote, because if you look at it, why are you continually participating in a illegitimate, fraudulent system? If the system is telling you time and time again that we're not going to do something for you, when are you going to realize that you're going to have to do everything for yourself? Or you're going to have to start doing things for yourself. Like, when does that time come? If the system is steadily telling you, you can be murdered with impunity, you know, as long as the person has a badge, or they may not need a badge, George Zimmerman, but if the person has a badge, they can kill you with impunity. You know, it'll take months for them to get arrested, things like that. How long does the system have to tell you these things before you actually get the picture that this is a fraudulent and illegitimate system? Therefore, you do not have to participate. What you have to do is make sure that you protect yourself and your family on a day-to-day. You dig what I'm saying? Provide for them and try to create the best quality of life despite what the political system is doing. You see, if the system is illegitimate and the Constitution says you have a right to rise up against tyranny. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, we have to look at all these things and start to take ownership of the things that some of our ancestors laid down as well. You know, because the Constitution, despite popular belief, even though it was signed by some Caucasians, but they drafted a lot of that stuff coming from black people. You dig what I'm saying? So we just got to know what we're dealing with and understand that we don't have to participate in an illegitimate system. You dig? So I digress. You know, we have that time. Let's try to take some calls. If you're just joining us, family, we are talking about the Kamala Harris pick for VP. You know, what does the family feel about that particular pick by Joe Biden? Kamala Harris, is she part of Black America? Is she the one? Should we vote Biden-Harris? You know, let us know what you think, family. Give us a call, 929-477-1697.
Okay, area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I've been waiting here since last week. Standing in line. The concert.
Well, thanks for calling and waiting.
You guys have pretty much handled it pretty well. And I would say...
Whoa, wait a minute.
You know, Kamala.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I wanna enjoy that for a minute. Did you just say we handled that pretty well? Brother Bianchi?
Yeah, you did.
I want to. Well, thank you. I want to soak that in.
Wow. Yeah. I appreciate that.
See, Kamala's mother is from Asia. She's an Asian. India is a country on the continent of Asia. Russia.
Right.
Russians are Asians.
Right.
Turkeys are Asians. Britain's. Is Western Asian. It wasn't no original continent called Europe in the beginning.
Right.
Spain, and Greece and France, those Western Asians. But, you know, here's another thing. Joe Biden, people was complaining about Trump being too old. Well, Joe Biden is older than Trump was.
Exactly.
People were complaining about Trump's mindset. Well, listen to the mess that Joe Biden be talking about. Unless he's pulling, unless he's playing possum. And he's making statements like, you ain't black if you don't vote for me, and all that crazy mess.
Right.
And let's talk about
Kamala
Harris graduating from Brown. I'm sorry, was that Howard University?
From Howard, Howard.
Y'all heard of the book called Destruction of Black Civilization?
Yes.
By Chancellor
Williams?
Yes. They wouldn't let his book be in the library. Did you know that?
At Howard?
Ed Howard.
I didn't know that.
Would not let his book be in the library.
Wow.
Would not.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And you may mention that Kamala Harris, you know, her father was a member of the upper light skin class there in Jamaica.
Right.
He ain't no
Jamaica,
he ain't no Usain Bolt. He ain't no Butu Banju. Think about it. And her mama is not a Dolly. You know what the Dalits is in India, don't you? They the lower class.
The lower
They
class,
the dark skin. Yeah.
The untouchables.
They the untouchables. You're absolutely right.
The
Indian, a regular Indian, a Brahmin would not walk through an untouchable shadow on the ground.
Right.
Hey, y'all need to be taking.
Yeah.
You need to have me do some classes for y'all. Her husband
is doing the class right now, brother. You doing the
Her husband
right
is
now.
A Jew.
Lawyer. He's a Jewish lawyer. That's a fact.
And you know Americans are not going to elect no Jew as president. But if she all of a sudden become president, guess what? Might as well have elected him. They have ties with the Soros.
Yeah. Yes,
and
indeed.
Soros and them has ties on Jamaica creating these what they call new Americans. They have an education process that's creating these new Americans. You've heard of these sessions, these schools that's trying to indoctrinate American young kids into a certain manner of thinking, Karl Marx's way of thinking back in the day. And it still goes on today. She says she's going to do away with Trump's taxes, do away with semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15. She's for abortions on demand, especially for young kids.
Right.
So, I mean, why would you vote for this woman? That's what gets me.
Answer your question.
Because she black?
Because she looked black. She looked black and she went to Howard. She's an AKA.
And she's a woman.
And she's
a
woman.
You know, the thing. Also, she selected a chief of staff that's LGBTQ. You know that's going to give us the numbers.
Why do people diss Clarence Thomas? He's dark black skin. He's a Geechee. He speaks the language. That's why he has a deep accent in Geechee. And he ain't done hardly none of the stuff that Joe Biden's done in his history. I don't understand the thinking of some of these folks. I really don't. It's confusing to me, and I thought I knew a whole lot. Let me say
something
about Black Lives Matter.
Uh-oh.
Black Lives Matter is a name brand.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's just like Levi's. It's just like Chevrolet. It's just like Gucci. It's a name brand. When you go to a sports event, you see those posters on the wall? Those manufacturers paid for that advertising space. You see Black Lives Matter on the NBA courts. You see them on the walls of the tennis match that Serena Williams was in this weekend. That is advertising space that this organization has bought using the donations that they receive. Basically, they give them the money right back to the people that donated to them.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I'm glad you said that, brother, because I happened to look at a clip of an NBA game, and they had Black Lives Matter all over the court. The players was wearing Black Lives Matter T-shirts, and when you said that, it just clicked that this is paid advertising. I'm thinking the NBA was doing this just on because, you know, They wanted to do the right thing, but no.
No, they ain't doing it. They're selling that.
Exactly.
And I tell you something else. Look at the back. Look at the tag in those Black Lives Matter T-shirts, and look at the name brand. And where they made it? Bangladesh.
Wow. Wow.
Check it out.
You are right, sir.
Check it out when you get
checked.
I'm going
to check it out. Yes, indeed.
So all they doing is playing hoodwinking Black folks all over again. I really honestly couldn't think. I think it was something with that George Floyd thing. That cop was just posing, man. You might as well have had a Polaroid camera taking his picture. Something was up with that. And I ain't going to – I still think it'll come out. It'll come out. But no, look, Black medium household income has increased 2.2% from 2017 to 2018. It's 275% greater than it was with whites, which is 0.8%. That's saying a whole lot. Nobody talks about that. I sent the link to y'all from the U.S. Census on medium household income and percent change by selected characteristics. It's true. Mm-hmm. The man, see, Joe Biden and Kamala can tell you what they going to do. Trump already done it.
That's what I was getting. I was just going to ask you that, brother, to run down.
Right.
You know, a couple of things that Trump has done for Black people.
Look what he's
that
done for
no
businesses.
One likes to talk about.
Look, you, Kevin, you and your wife, y'all marriage, y'all standard deduction is $24,000 up from $12,000. That's money you can put toward your daughter's, your beautiful daughter's education. Matter of fact, if you were using the 529 plan, which was designed for people to use for their college education for their children, you can use it anywhere along the way. You can use it for tutoring. You can use it for computers. You can use it for whatever you want that goes toward the education of your children before they get to the point they want to go to college. Thanks to Donald Trump. If you got a business, if you buy new trucks,
if you have a business,
if you buy new equipment,
you
can expense that in 1 year. You don't have to carry it out 20 years, thanks to Donald Trump. And look at the tax down from 39.6.
I would give Trump that, but I don't think he's doing stuff to particularly advance Black people per se. But he's putting in policies that affect his base and people that own businesses, people that are married, and things like that. But, you know, I don't think he's doing that just, you know.
Well, he
says
so in his first speech. He says so in his first address to Congress. And I think I played that. Well, he said that school choice, especially for African Americans, where you can take your daughters and put them wherever you want, and that money follow them. You don't have to come out your pocket.
Right.
The money should follow them. Now, the state of Missouri legislature have put school choice into some sort of effect, but they have not done the vouchers because your Democratic side of the state legislation don't want to see that. They don't even want to see the. They didn't even want to see the Betty Thomas scholarship bill, back about 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
As a business owner, I definitely do appreciate what Trump has done for the business owners, because I have a business, I appreciate what he has
done. And
if
blacks ever get into some big time business and you start manufacturing something, you start talking about the hair.
Right, there you go.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Trump said he going to put tariffs on anything that, for instance, that y'all making, because you got to pay minimum wages here, where if China's making, they don't have to pay minimum wage, where they can undercut you. He said, we're going to put tariffs on your products coming in here. So if Roger and them is selling it for $10, you're going to have to sell yours for $15 because we're going to put $5. No, I tell you what. We're going to put $8 worth of taxes on yours because they would probably be selling it for
$7.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if Kamala and Joe Biden get in there, you can best believe all that's going to be reversed.
You're going to kiss all that stuff goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they want to do is tax the hell out. Take from some and give to the other. And you know people ain't going to stand for that kind. And you don't want that. You just want to have equal access and want to be treated right. Get your children educated. That's the main thing. Get them educated.
Right.
Then if they have problems, we have mechanisms within the community that can handle those problems. That's what they're supposed to do for. They supposed to kick the door down so your children can come in and have access to the things that every American citizen want to have, especially the legal ones. Anyway, I let somebody else talk.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you calling.
See, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they want to keep black people dependent.
Yes.
You know, and what Trump,
yes,
and what Trump is doing, his policy he put in place, is there to help empower black people, all people. I'm not even going to say black, to empower all people. So
all people that want it.
I agree with that, and I put up a post that if Biden and Harris get elected, they are going to make black people a permanent underclass, meaning as a group, that is, you know, not everybody, but as a group, they will make black people a permanent underclass by doing exactly what our brother Mufasa just said, making black people dependent on government programs, government handouts, these type of things, to where they just, you know, just giving black people things without being productive or producing or owning. You know what I'm saying? They just want black people to be dependent and stand in that same low-level place where you got to beg and grovel and do all these things. Because then the Democrats got you where they want you. You know what I'm saying?
Liberation.
But it's time out for
liberation.
That. Yeah, it's time out
with
for
no
that.
With no participation.
With no participation. It's time
liberation
out for that.
With no participation.
With no participation. So it's time for ownership. If you know what you're doing out here, ownership, tax breaks, businesses, things like that is what, you know, we have to get into and have to adopt in order to get an economic leg up. You see what I'm saying? We want reparations, but if they're not going to give it to us, okay, whatever. We'll disengage from the system and do our own thing and create our own reparations. You feel what I'm saying? Bottom line, we create our own reparations and buy our own land and do what we got to do. But the Democrats want to make black people, they want to turn all black people gay and have us dependent on them for our survival, and that's not the way to go.
Now, I'm going to bring up one more thing real quick before I forget. And it's a small thing, but it's significant to me. Donald Trump, when Kanye came to the Oval Office and he was talking to Kanye West, go back and look at the interview. You will see, like I said earlier, Donald Trump was talking to Kanye West. He wasn't talking at him. He was talking with him. He was having a conversation. Joe Biden, when he talks to Charlamagne the guy, he's talking at him.
Yeah.
Talking
come
at
on,
him.
Man.
That's how they
look at
do.
My record. Come on, man.
They talk at you. They
come
think
on,
we
man.
Are stupid. They think we're
oh,
stupid.
Oh, they think we're very stupid. They really do. They do. I'm sorry. They
yeah.
do. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, man, that's true.
And they know that they got the black vote. The black vote is pretty much in the bag, so they feel like they can talk to us and do anything to us, and we still go vote for them. You see what I'm saying? But it's a new day, fam. We're not falling for it either. From what I'm seeing, either black folks are not voting or some black folks then switched over to Trump and the Republican Party or whatnot. And that's on them. But the Democrats have to make a very big decision. And just bringing on Kamala Harris because she looked black and she went to Howard and she pledged AKA, that is not going to do it. If you're not offering something specifically to black people, not people of color, not minorities, not poor people, black people specifically, you have to address our issues. Because the point of any society is to address the issues of the most vulnerable people in that society so you can lift up the entire society. If you're not doing that, then you're just playing games. And from my vantage point, black people have been the most vulnerable people in this society. We've been the most victimized. So if you're not addressing our concerns, what are you doing? And especially when we are your base, I'm talking to the Democratic Party, especially when black people are your base. If you're not addressing our concerns, then there's no reason to really vote for you. I'm not going to sit here and just vote against Trump because I'm not scared of Trump. The last 4 years have not been that bad.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not really that scared of another 4 years of Trump, to be honest with you. You know, I'm actually scared of a Biden-Harris 4 years because I know what that could potentially do. And if they get in, I'm turning in my black card. I'm running to the hills, y'all. I'm telling you. I'm not dealing with Negroes no more. if Biden and Harris get in, I'm done. I'm turning it in. You can have
it. Yeah, I'm
going
to leave the country.
I'll see y'all later.
I'm leaving the country.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
take my business and I'm leaving the country.
I'm out of here. I'm telling you. I'm not playing because I know what these people can do.
Yeah, I don't want to see them celebrating in the streets. Yeah, we did it. We did it.
I don't want to see
you
them.
Just do nothing
to
commit
suicide. If they do that, then you know it's.
And I'm
concerned black
about to, how he's going to react with this, with the coronavirus pandemic and what he's going to implement for that
Biden,
as well. I'm concerned about
exactly.
that if Biden wins. It's going to be a.
If Biden
goes
say mandatory vaccines, exactly.
Yeah, mandatory.
Biden
yep,
helps him with
exactly.
the mandatory
yes.
vaccines.
Yes,
at least
sure
I give Trump this. He's fighting against the status quo when it comes to this coronavirus. Biden
yes,
is going to go with it. Mandatory vaccines, but then his kids and grandkids won't be getting it. You feel what I'm saying? His kids
mm-hmm.
and grandkids ain't going to be getting no vaccine, but he going to demand that the population get the mandatory vaccine. No, fam. See, I'm not with it. So I'm scared of a Biden-Harris presidency, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
I am, too.
To be completely
yes,
honest.
I am
because
too.
I know that what the potential of what they can do, you know, I'm very aware of what these people can do. That being the Democrats, so yeah, that's what we have, family. If you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are talking about Kamala Harris as the vice president running mate for Joe Biden. He announced that last week, and you know, we just trying to figure out. Is this woman, because I feel like they did this to get the black vote, so we trying to figure out, hey, is this woman, does she really have any ties to black Americans, right? Does she really identify as a black woman, right? Does she like black men? Does she like black women? Is she about, you know, elevating and liberating the black family? Raising our economic status, raising our wealth, you know, things like that. Black empowerment, is that what she about, or is that a no? You dig what I'm saying? Is that a no? So that's where we at. That's what we're talking about. We with Inside the Last Half Hour. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. So
okay.
Y'all want to hit the call lines? Let's get it.
Okay, area code 319-572. Call the on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I got. Well, I don't like Kamala. I don't like her. Don't like Biden. The Trump show getting scary. But at the same time, y'all sitting up here, you black folks sitting up here waving the colorism flag. Who? What qualifies y'all? Who's black enough?
Oh, you want to answer? You want us to answer? You want me to answer?
So because I'm mixed and I like country music, I ain't black enough. So y'all gonna pull that colorism card on me, huh?
No.
You guys want to attack her race. Y'all want to attack her race instead of what she's done.
Right.
You seen my daughter. You guys would probably say you're not black enough to be considered black because your dad's half black and your mama's white.
No.
Yes,
family.
That's what
it
you're
has
saying.
Nothing to do.
And because she did not grow up in the so-called hood, so now she ain't black
family.
Enough. Come on.
No, family.
Here y'all
family.
Go with that colorism card.
Okay,
no,
Tom,
okay,
you have an opportunity to respond. Here, you got it.
Okay.
Fine.
Just stay on. Yeah, stay on, because it's not the point about listening to country music and all, because there's plenty of black people that listen to country music, and they're black.
I like country.
What I'm talking about,
I like country
music. Country's good. Man, it's all type of music you can like. And you don't have to necessarily grow up in the quote-unquote hood to be considered black. But what I'm saying is there's certain experiences that black Americans have, whether you grew up in the suburbs or the inner city, that we can all relate to. Okay?
Okay, well, how do you know her life experiences? How do you know her life experiences?
Right,
growing up being
what I'm telling you is, right, but what I'm telling you is it's well documented, because they keep a thorough track on this woman, and she never really had a black experience until going to college.
My God.
She even admitted herself. She even admitted herself that going to college was her first experience around a bunch of black people, because before she went to school with majority white, and that was her experience. And she lived
y'all just created something. Y'all just
no,
created
no, no.
something.
You didn't create anything. No, no, no.
No, yes, you did.
There's no creation. There's no creation. Because, there's certain things that we experience as black Americans that I don't think she's been a part of. That is the foundation, you know, of what we are. You dig what I'm saying? It's the foundation of what we are and how we navigate.
So because she's mixed, so she must have that mixed privilege.
Not because she's mixed.
She must have that mixed privilege. Well, she get hired on because she's black, but not black enough.
I don't think you fully was listening in earlier, Carla, when we was breaking down to her background.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't like her. But you guys are attacking her race and saying she ain't black enough to be considered black. And y'all went through all
right.
that.
Right, because the media.
And that's what I'm commenting on. That's what I'm commenting on.
Is
the colorism card.
Carla,
what determines you being black, Carla?
Carla, I personally don't see nothing wrong with that.
What determines
you
being black?
I'm not. That doesn't shame me that you're saying that. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
What determines if you're
right.
black, Carla?
That's about where I'm at. Where I just. But no, go ahead. No, Brother Mufasa had a question.
Yeah, to the caller, what determines if you're black, in your opinion?
Your bloodline.
Go a little
bit deeper. Well, my father's black. He has white and Indian in him, but he's black, so we identify as black. It's bloodline.
So I have a kid.
I'm white and I'm black.
Would you still be black? Would you still be black?
I have white and Indian on me on the black side. My child is white. Is white in whatever I am. So because she's not out here hip hopping around, she's growing up around what not but white people. So that qualifies her not to be black enough.
Did you hear my
so
question?
What's wrong with that?
She's not black. All right.
But,
I don't think she's black, and that's
that,
okay.
There's nothing wrong.
Right.
It's
she's
nothing
not
wrong.
But she don't act
that's
black
okay.
either.
And that's fine.
Right.
So I'm saying that's fine.
That goes to Mufasa question. Right. What is acting black? Like, she's not black. That's okay.
I want to ask the caller. Caller, if you had a white father and a black mother, are you black?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Because that's the way the law sees it.
So.
The law.
So
well, the law's here. But
I'm just
if you got black in you, they look at you and you. It doesn't matter which parent is black. You have black in you, so the whites they say
okay.
you're black.
So hang on, slow down for a second. So I just want to make sure we're on the same page. So you're saying if you got 1% of black blood in you, that makes you black, right? That's basically what you're saying, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
because my children are black, even though they look white.
So, when we was talking about Kamala Harris, Where did her blackness come from? Where is the blackness?
Her father. You said he was a mix.
Saying that if you're Jamaican, so you saying Jamaican people qualify as
Jamaican people?
As black.
Well, when you normally think of a Jamaican, what you think of?
You think of
the black people.
No, I don't. I call Jamaican people Jamaican.
Okay, but they're still black.
I disagree, and we can have that talk at a different time. See, black people here is totally different from a Jamaican person.
Yes.
Jamaican people have their own culture and all that. Black people don't.
Yes. Yes, bro. This is what I'm saying. This is why it's important for black people in America to distinguish ourselves because ethnically they are tied to Africa. When you talk about Jamaicans and Caribbean folks, yes, we all tied to the motherland, but we're talking about the cultural experience that we live. That's not the same. I don't think that she lived that experience. So it's not to shame her. I'm just saying for the media to just come out and say she's Indian American, she's biracial, but don't try to tie her to black Americans, to black women and black people. No,
she's
fam.
Not black.
She's not. She doesn't share our experience. And a Jamaican person does not share the black American experience.
I don't share your urban experience.
We already know what you are, man.
It's different, bro. It's different. It's different.
Exactly.
It's different. it's different. We have the same culture over here, fam. Like, we just got to keep it real.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey.
You know, if you don't have that experience, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, we're gonna get back with you on that one, Carla. We got some stuff to talk to. I'm gonna send you some information, and we're gonna have a conversation about this whole black thing. So thanks
all
for
right.
calling in, brother.
Okay, yeah.
Right, and then
okay, guys. Go ahead, brother Cam.
Let's get a caller. No, I was gonna say let's go ahead and get a caller, and then I'll make my statement after. Oh, you want me making
okay.
that? Okay, I was just going
to
say this too.
Let's see the last call. I said we're going to get
okay,
to the call ahead. First.
Go
okay,
ahead.
This will be the last one. Well, maybe not the last one. Let's just go play this by end. Just say it after this call.
All right.
Dang.
Let's go.
She just slammed the door. Everybody.
Area code 315. Okay, area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey there, Collective Minds. Yeah, I got a comment. Got a couple of them. I got this one where we're going to talk about Kamala and, you know, her ethnic identity as being a black American is very disingenuous. We all agree on that. But also her character is very disingenuous. Go back on her events with Brett Kavanaugh and how she went in hard on him because of those sexual assault allegations, and she got to believe all women, But, you know, just back in April, May, Biden was hit up with like 7 or 8 allegations. And you see how they all kind of faded out into the memory hole, and she's all good with it. She's not believe all women anymore because she's on the Biden ticket. So her ideals go with whatever direction gets her supposed power and stature. She ain't about the people. She's about herself. Because if she really believed deeply in all the bullshit that she was saying on Brett Kavanaugh, then she would be against Biden wholeheartedly. But because it's in her interest, her personal gain and interest, to pander to the American people because her skin tone is a little bit darker, that she's going to go against all of the things that she touted earlier and be on the Biden ticket. She was just calling him a racist, you know, a couple of months ago. But now she's cool with it.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
So
that's what I
mean. Not only is her appearance disingenuous, so is her character. But everybody wants to be like, yeah, we got to take her on. She's, you know.
Right.
Nah, it's bull. And the other thing, two other things I want to get off my chest real quick on this here, is that even if Biden gets in, Biden ain't doing nothing. Biden's being guided
exactly.
hour by hour as it is. So Biden didn't select her. Biden opened his mouth and foolishly said he was going to take a woman. Then he even put his foot deeper and said he's going to take a black woman. So that automatically filters out quality. You now have to choose from a certain group rather than being able to select the best candidate. Now you've pigeonholed yourself into what candidates are available, like Stacey Abrams. That ain't no good candidate. She couldn't even become governor. Why would we want her to be vice president? Stacey Abrams. Good God. But she would have been more black than she'd been more black than Kamala Harris, because Kamala Harris,
right.
You
true.
Know how
true.
Yeah, she. So
yeah.
So I mean,
yeah.
Biden has handlers. Biden ain't going to be the president. He's going to be the president in name only, so that things can pass through him. But he's not making any decisions.
Right.
He can barely figure out which way to get off of the stage at this point. He doesn't answer
exactly.
questions. He doesn't answer questions.
Exactly.
And the reporters are starting to complain that he's not answering questions. So,
right.
And
right.
then one more point.
Yeah.
While we're all being bamboozled and pandered to and misdirected with this presidential stuff, we're not thinking about how they are undermining our whole voting system with this mail-in ballot stuff. And I'm just reading another
right.
article here that the post office is saying, well, yeah, even though we can handle the load, it might throw off the dates of the election. And if the dates for the election
yeah.
get thrown off too far, then
yeah.
the House gets to decide who
yeah.
won the presidential
yeah.
election,
yeah.
which is now run by Pelosi. So Pelosi could just ipso facto just say Biden's the president.
Yeah.
Because the whole
yeah.
election process could get jacked up just enough that they could just
load
throw
it.
Out all of our votes and just quit counting and just say it's been too long because we can't organize all this stuff from the mail. You know, Biden's president.
Yeah. They even
damn,
pulling
that'd
up
be a
mail
sad
and
day.
That's the goal. And that's the
that,
goal.
They're
right.
even
that's
pulling up mailboxes, I heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a sad day in America, I promise you. If Biden and Harris
yeah.
win, it's a done deal.
If Biden and Harris win, first thing they're going to be doing is removing our Second Amendment right. Means we
it's
can't own
deal.
Firearms. Who else in our history could not own firearms at a time?
Right.
Want me to give you a guess?
Yeah.
The slaves. The slaves could not own firearms. They couldn't read. If we can't
right.
own firearms, we are now a slave nation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
we're going backwards.
We're already a
we're
police
going backwards.
State. Yeah, we. It's already
trying,
a police
and they're trying
state.
To steal
so
it.
Just imagine.
They're trying to steal our election right before our eyes, and we don't see it because we're following the spectacles instead of following the policies and the politics.
Right. Yeah.
But again,
yeah. I
ain't
mean,
much I can do about it. All I can do is look to the future. All I can do with myself is look to the future because that's where I plan to live.
There
can't
you
do
go.
Nothing with
exactly.
right now. Get myself set up for the future.
Heavy comments
yes,
right there.
This coming. All right.
I'm
going to
let it go so you can get another caller.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, caller. Yeah, the future is quickly approaching. So, yeah, that's what we got to look for. We you want to try to get one more? We're coming down to the last 15 minutes or so.
No, because I want to say something.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, I just want to recommend that we need to forget about 2020 and probably even 2021. We need to just start focusing and looking at 2022. Just look to that, focus on that, prepare for that. 2020 gone. And
gone.
And
it's a wrap. And 2021, we're going to be recovering. So, yeah, you're right. Look at
right.
2022.
So, make preparations
yeah.
for 2022. Make preparations for that.
Yeah. Right. And that's, yeah,
well,
that's how you go ahead, my brother.
I was just going to say, on that note, I'm with you unless Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win. Because if they win, I ain't looking forward to a 2021, 22, 23. It's over. It is OVA. if them cats get in there, like y'all said earlier, we out of here.
I don't. I'm with you, brother. I don't think Biden Harris winning the election will be good for the country. I especially don't think it'll be good for black people. It'll be too much going on. Like Roger said, we got to deal with the coronavirus. You know, we got. Are they going to do mandatory vaccines and all these other type of preparations? At least, you know, I feel like Trump is fighting against some of the propaganda that comes along with the COVID and corona and all that. But if Biden and Harris get in, oh. And best believe they're going straight to the black neighborhoods first to issue these quote-unquote vaccines and all this type of stuff. You feel
they
what I'm
already
saying?
Trying to tell us we got all the pre-existing conditions. It's
right. We are. They already set it up exactly. Yeah, they already set it up. We got these pre-existing conditions. They coming straight to black communities or Democratic communities first to implement that stuff. So, you know, family, the information is out there. You know, you can look at your research on these folks. Especially Biden and Harris. We were specifically talking about Harris today, but her record is out there. It's documented. Hey, if she's a person of color, I will give her that. Please don't try to push her off as part of Black America, as being authentically black. Don't do that. Just say she's an Indian, Asian, half Jamaican woman, and we cool. No problem.
Yeah.
But don't try to say that, you know, she has our back. Yeah, she's black and she's not going to implement any policies to benefit us. And, you know, she's actually shown a certain disdain for black Americans. So, let's not do that. You know what I'm saying?
She's already showed it.
Yeah, she's already showed it. So, let's not do that, you know. So. You know, my point is, like I said, and I'm gonna wrap it up right here because we're coming down the last 8 minutes. Kamala Harris, I'm really not feeling her. And from my perspective is, you know, to be authentically black American means you share certain experience that black Americans have. And just to give you an example, I mean, it's little things like going to grandma's house and, you know, grandma's school and you cousins coming over. It's just little the nuances that make up the whole of being a black American. You know what I'm saying? Going to the corner store, going like just little things that we had growing up that we knew that this was part of our, well, we didn't know at the time, but as we look back, we know this is part of our experience as growing up as black people in America that we have. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't see her as being a part of that experience. So I'm not really feeling her. I think she's kind of fake and phony. The laugh is irritating, you know what I'm saying? But I digress. To just put it plain, I'm not feeling the Kamala Harris pick, and I will not be voting for Biden and Harris. But that's just me. You feel me? And I'm gonna let my brother Mufasa go at it.
Yeah, well, all I want to say is this. I would love for black people to, I know a lot of black people cannot stand the sight of Trump. Y'all can't stand when I hear say his name, his voice, none of that. But I challenge y'all to just look a little bit harder at the policies he's put in place to see how they affect black people. And then once you do that, I just need you to challenge to look at what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is going to do for black people and make sure you weigh those things. And also, I'm saying, remember this too. Trump is hitting us up with these payroll taxes. He's giving us this payroll tax holiday until the end of the year. And he went out there and said that if he's voted back in, that rolls into next year as well. That puts money in a lot of our pockets. So I mean, just pay attention to what, don't just go out there and vote on your emotion. You know, really break down and look at these candidates, what they're doing, and then and try to make a good, sound vote if you're going to get out there and vote. I think you should get out there and vote, and just really pay attention to the issues. Don't just vote on emotion, because that can steer us in down the wrong path. There's a lot of other things I want to say, but I'll wait and we'll do it maybe at another time, another day, a different topic. But I'm not feeling Kamala, not feeling Joe. They got beady little eyes, and I don't trust them. And I'll leave it at that.
Yes, indeed. Queen Rigel, wrap us up.
Okay. Well, like I said before, I'll just recap and just repeat what I said earlier. People, this is just a political game. So if you're going to participate in this game, you just know that it's a game that they're playing. They don't really care, you know. They was just like Mufasa said, at one point they was already at each other's heads and throats and hating each other and calling names, and now they getting ready to be they done tagged up to just win votes. I mean, I don't, well, I guess I'm talking to myself as well when I'm saying this. Just remind yourself, this is, it's just a game. Just don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Just, you know, I mean, I just don't really know what else to say. I'm not really for Biden. I'm not really for Harris. I would much rather see Trump in office. Like I said, I do appreciate, as a business owner, I do appreciate things that Trump has done for my business. I do appreciate that.
And you know what? That's one other thing, right? I just want to throw this in there real quick. We, throughout these whole 3-4 years, we've been saying, well, at least we know what we're getting with him. At least you know what you get with Trump. At least, and that's a strong statement. At
right,
least
that's
you know
fact.
What you get.
That's a, you
somebody
know
gonna
what
tell
you
something.
Exactly.
And that's what it is. I can rock with that. I can't rock with somebody like Joe and Kamala.
Exactly.
Wishy-washy, flippy-floppy, do what it takes to try to win a vote, say one thing. They're all over the place. Give me the person that's direct, that's going to say, look, this is what it is. We can have a conversation. You know, we can get somewhere. So that's what I respect. I respect the Don, and that's the way I'm rolling. I'm sticking with the Don 2020.
Yeah. Like you say, just doing things just for the vote, it's just ridiculous. I just want,
yeah,
want,
because
you know, black people
yeah.
to wake up.
Right,
you
but we feel like we obligated. No, I was just going to say,
Democrat.
It kind of feels like black people feel like we obligated to the Democratic Party for some reason, which I've been cramming to understand why we so loyal to this particular party. Why?
Because at this point, it's a mental thing. They have identified with Democrats. That's like them cutting off their right side because they identify with it. This is, they have chosen to make that a part of them, who they are. So it's a mentality now at this point. It's just a mentality thing they have. That's why I say I don't never encourage and teach my kids to get so strongly identified with anything, because when that happens, it's too hard to detach from it for no reason. You just can't detach other than the fact that it's you. You think it's you. That's like I said, it's like if somebody say, take your – here, Brother Kevin, cut your head off. You're not going to do it because it's you. And that's how they feel when
right.
it comes to that. They even got so deeply
right.
attached to it, they can't detach for any reason. But they think it's them. It's
right,
actually
but look,
them.
No, it's crazy because no matter who the candidate is, if they Democrat, boom, we supposed to automatically vote for them. No matter what their policies, what they got going on, we supposed to automatically vote for them. That's
yeah, because it's not voting for the person. It's vote, they identify with the Democrat, with being a Democrat. They're not
that's,
identifying
that's
with the person itself. So that's what I'm saying. They didn't
right.
got identified with that. But I just want to thank everybody. This was a great show. Thank everybody for tuning in and supporting us each and every Sunday like you do. Tune in next Sunday with us. 6 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace.
Trump 2020.
That. The Don.
2020.
Stand on your square. We on the earth. We about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collection.